Our scripture this morning is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. It's found on page 1090 in our Pew Bibles. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
So, how many of you recognize that tune? Any Downton Abbey fans? So, some of you recognize that tune from the popular BBC period drama, Downton Abbey, of the upper British lord and his family, plus the working class that served that estate. Imagine that one Sunday every spring, when instead of attending the laird's church, you're allowed to go to your home community, family, and church. This morning, you will hear two personal reflections of this idea of the motherly, or the more modernly maybe referred to as a nurturing home church. Maybe we too can become a home church for the new Christians and those who have left their home for a variety of reasons, such as war or economic situations, marriages or jobs, to come here to peace. A lot of people here at peace are from their faraway homeland. How does this concept of home work for us in this modern world? So I've struggled with this idea of this home church since I grew up in a church that doesn't exist anymore. I can't go back to my church, but some of those people are here, including some of my own biological family. I've also been attending Peace now for over 15 years. But for me, I'm not sure whether I can still say this is my home church always or always will be. I've spent 18 years actually during my university years, going to University Chapel at UBC. It was there that I felt like I really grew up in my faith. I was going through some really difficult times at that point, and I had great spiritual brothers and sisters and older adults that walked with me. My faith in God was strengthened during those struggles and through those friends. I was in a life group that was an amazing support to me. We met over a meal and we studied weekly. Talk about a prayer warrior. Margaret could pray me just through about every life situation. And also there was a couple there from Australia that was there for 2 years, and we got quite close. So in 1991, after I graduated with my master's degree, I went to Australia to visit them. But then in 1991 I went there. In 1993, I had a car accident. And I wasn't healing well, and I was struggling emotionally. Although I was genuinely cared for by many people at U Chapel, and who rallied around me, making schedules of drivers to take me to various appointments, but unfortunately I still wasn't healing. My pelvis wasn't healing, and it was tough. So my choices were to go to GF Strong, struggle at home, or go to Australia? Yep. My friends in Australia offered to take me care of me at their home. So for 8 weeks, I had recovery in the warmth of Australia and the care of my Aussie family. It was truly a blessing. My bones began to heal, but more importantly, my heart did. I was in depression, and my friends helped me through that with the grace of God. They are still part of my home family, and I see them every couple of years. I was blessed with a husband through that family connection. Brian, that was a bonus. So I've had many health challenges since then, surgery after surgery, and friends from UBC Days and U Chapel and people right here in Peace have all supported me through those various times. This last bout with breast cancer really hit me again like that car accident. I really didn't know how we would manage through this. However, God orchestrated things amazingly. I was scheduled for surgery 6 weeks after I found out, and we spoke to our German daughter in Frankfurt, and they were having their holiday scheduled then. So these two busy physicians chose to use their precious 2 weeks of holidays during that period to come and help and take care of me with my post-operative care. It was a huge blessing to me and Brian, who was rather overwhelmed too. So for me, my home church is those individuals who have walked with me along my faith journey and still do. For most part, I need those who have known me the long time, so I don't have to explain myself. But they're not all in one building worshiping every Sunday morning together. Many are around the globe, and I'm so incredibly thankful for Skype and FaceTime so that my conversations with them are free. Some are in the city close by, and some are here at Peace. Those long-standing friends and close friends are people I can see, I can cry with, I can laugh with, and pray with, and even get a hug or two. My home church is truly the body of Christ, spread throughout the earth. It does make it a challenge to connect with, you know, trying to get your time zones right. Sometimes we need to fly places and meet face to face. I need to go home to be understood, to be myself, to be relaxed and cared for. I can relate to Paul, who wrote that passage in Colossians. I have received that compassion, that kindness, that gentleness, that patience. I have learned to become more humble through my weakness. I'm learning to be more thankful each day for what I have. Paul wrote this passage as someone who spent a lot of time in prison or under house arrest. He wrote to the Galatians and the Colossians and the Philippians and the Thessalonians, etc., encouraging them to keep up the faith. He also expressed how they encouraged him. In 2 Corinthians 7, he says, I take great pride in you. I'm greatly encouraged in the times of our troubles. My joy knows no bounds. He writes in 1 Thessalonians, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just in fact as you are doing. This is exactly what I've been experiencing with those in my home family, as well as those right here at Peace. Since the cancer surgery and other treatments, I began swimming again. I hadn't done that since my car accident. I go swimming 2 or 3 times a week, but I need friends or family to go with me to help me change in and out of my suit. After my swim, someone helps me shower and dress, and it's humbling to need this kind of care in one's life. But through these times, I'm making friends in a different kind of way. Sometimes, as I listen to that person caring for me, I ask for things that I can pray for later. Sometimes I listen to the person caring for me, sometimes those periods are when I can minister back to whomever is helping me. These people who have cared for me and I for them are my brothers and sisters. It may be the same for some of you. Have you experienced a sense of home here at Peace or somewhere else? Maybe this is the only church that you have ever known. May you experience God's love. a heavenly parent, his motherly and fatherly love, who provides for you and hears your cries through his people, who celebrate the joys and helps you worship our amazing God. Sue?
Good morning. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whoa! We are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and love. We are to bear one another's burdens and forgive one another. How? As the Lord forgave us. And we are to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts and do all in the name of the Lord Jesus? Yikes! Who can measure up to those exhortations? Well, I'm here to say that you did. You, the people of Peace Church, you did. For well over 20 years, Peace Church has done just this in my life. Let me tell you how. I've suffered, as some of you know, as many of you know, from clinical depression for over 20 years. Peace, my community of faith, my church family, has held me, has held us in your prayers of support and encouragement throughout this time. Countless times you have asked, you have reassured. We have received pastoral direction and counsel. We have received wisdom. There was one period of 7 weeks, 7 weeks in a row, when I could not attend Peace. But we were connected, we were united in a mysterious way. In some way, I felt like I was still with you, like I was still going through the motions of worship. I felt you. I felt I was held by you. It was a mystery. Because the people of Peace did things in word and in deed, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Dieter and I have truly known the peace of Christ. The fact that you continue to meet and sing, to meet and stand up and pray and sit down again, to stand and greet one another and sit and listen to the sermon, and drop your ties in the velvet bags and listen to the choir and stand up one more time for the benediction, and then slowly leave the sanctuary to go gather in the gym for coffee, and for words of appreciation, encouragement, and complaint. Yes, even the complaining kept me grounded at home, because you were being community, my home community, and I could count on you continuing to do this even when I couldn't. This kept my world from being rocked to its core, because my Peace Church was continuing to be normal when everything inside of me felt crazy. If you ever feel that what we do on Sunday morning is boring and mundane, please think about that again. It is holy. It is done in the name of the Almighty, the Great I Am, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in whose name we meet, pray, and in whose name we gather. Nothing less, the King of the universe. And it's a mystery that we can do this at all, right? Because we can't do it within our families of origin, hang out for weeks on end, get along with each other, wish each other the best. I mean, really, who actually enjoys extended family gatherings all the time? Sunday dinners every Sunday?
What about Uncle Charlie and Aunt Sally? I can drive you right around the bend, right? We can't do it within our immediate families, so let alone how can we do it with a bunch of strangers gathered here every Sunday? Clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience? Bear with one another and forgive each other? Who are you kidding? Forgive the Lord as the Lord forgives you? Ha! Not that transgression. That one is too big. Amazing we can do it when you come to think about it. It's a high calling, this thing called church. But we do. We meet at least once a week. We care for one another. We ask about one another. We look in each other's eyes. A hand on the shoulder, a lingering gaze, an assuring word. Week in, week out, month in, month out. Do not kid yourself that this is not holy work. We're not perfect. Don't expect perfection. We're only a group of humans bound to fall short. Don't come expecting perfection. Don't come expecting all your needs to be met. But come expecting the Spirit to be working. Come expecting whisperings of grace and welcome and hope. Come expecting blunders and missed opportunities, but come and see people trying to bear your burdens with them and to forgive you as Christ forgave them. And come and witness mystery. It's all a mystery that we just don't give up on each other. I mean, really, this is a lot of work to put up with each other, right? Why don't each of us just walk away? It's not worth it sometimes. Why don't we? Well, let me try and explain why I stay. Depression has taught my husband, Dieter, and I that there are no easy fixes to some of the hard things in life. Depression has taught Dieter and I to let go of control and try to embrace mystery. The mystery that is our bodies and the mystery that is life with our Trinitarian God. The Colossians 3 passage teaches me that the working out of us treating each other with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience is the mystery of the Spirit's work. Bearing with each other and forgiving each other can definitely only be the work of the Spirit in our lives. Most all of us are too stubborn and hard-nosed for that to be any work of our own. It is mysterious that I would feel so connected to my home church here at Peace when I had not even been physically present for 7 weeks. How is that even possible? I'll tell you, it's the work of the Holy Spirit, who holds and sustains all things together. We are united by more than our mere physical presence and closeness. And I pray that you know that in both your head and your heart. Sometimes the reason I could not come to church was because the caring I received was too much. It was too intense. And then it brought me to tears. And sometimes I just didn't want to cry again. What an irony. I was receiving too much care from people. Last summer, I published a book aptly titled Be Held. I'd love to talk with you more about it in the gym after the service. The title Be Held is so very appropriate because along with, foremostly and most tenderly, Dieter, key people such as our kids and extended family and friends and our ceaselessly praying and caring pastors, I've been held by my fellow congregants at Peace throughout this season of trial. Vic is reading my book, and he said to me a few weeks ago that nobody should have to go through what I've had to go through. But you at Peace Church have been an indispensable part of why I can even be speaking in my right mind here today. And that is the truth. I think we are, at the very least, striving to obey the exhortations in Colossians 3. Peace was my faithful community of faith. You played your role in my life as followers of Christ as you continue to go through the rituals and motions of being the body of Christ. I've truly had a home, my Peace Church home, where it has been safe to bring my mental health challenges to the fore. I have met many people for whom this has not been their truth. Their stories of mental illness have not been welcomed in their communities of faith, and this has brought much pain and isolation. I thank you, good folks at Peace, for bravely walking with my family through this, even though we sometimes didn't have eloquent words for the conversation. You've been pioneers in the breaking down of the stigma of mental illness, and I'm very proud of you. I thank Peace Church for loving me throughout these years, always seeing my capacities when I've seen none. May we all go forward striving to love one another in ways that reveal beauty and value. May we love by recognizing one another's capacities and invite participation in our community by each and every one gathered here. May we all together keep the light in each other shining, however dimly at times. And may all of our stories give glory to God on earth as they are in heaven. Amen.